In Jesus' name we come, and Lord, thank you. We know at that throne of grace, hallelujah, every need is met. Lord, thank you that you're my helper. Thank you, God, you're my helper. Thank you, God, that I have a need. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you, God, that I need to be strengthened. Lord God, thank you. I know that I can do nothing of myself. Hallelujah, God. Lord, thank you. You have brought us to a place of weakness. Thank you, God, that I glory in my infirmity today. Hallelujah. Lord God, I know that in that weakness, Lord, in that infirmity, the very power of God, it rests upon my life. Lord God, it rests upon this meeting. Lord God, the anointing of the Lord is where the need of God in Jesus' name is asked. Lord, pour forth that anointing, Lord Jesus. Pour forth the oil, Lord God. Lord, let us be refreshed today. God, wash our feet, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. This wondrous cleansing, God, let us just continue to drink from this river. Lord, the river that flows from the throne of God. Lord, that we drink, God, and drink abundantly, Lord God, that we may someday be glorified together with you. Thank you, Lord, for this way of suffering. Thank you, God, you have called us. Lord, if we will suffer together with you, we will reign jointly together with Jesus. We thank you for the assurance. Thank you for the faith that you have given. Thank you for all grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. You'll open your Bibles today. We'll start in Isaiah chapter 49. Isaiah chapter 49, verse 16. One of the most beautiful statements in the Word of God. I thank the Lord that He has encouraged us to hear His voice this morning. It says there, behold. That means take note. Pay attention. I'm telling you something. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Did you hear that? Behold, I have engraven you in the palms of my hands. I think time and time again about our precious, wonderful God. How He opened up His hands and He gave us everything. John 3:16, for God so loved the world. You see Him opening His hands. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I thank the Lord today with you that God gave us everything because He gave us Jesus. He gave us His Son. He gave us all His wealth. He gave us every bit of His riches. And He gave us all His grace. And it's all because, praise the Lord, as we read here, our precious Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, some 2,000 years ago, He opened up His hands and He said, engrave them, Father, upon my hands. Hallelujah. I rejoiced this week, I don't believe like ever before, how thankful I am that I am engraven in His hands. And God help us this morning to see this precious truth. God help us this morning to have a praise, God. Not just renewed, but a new praise. And a trust that I've never had before in His all-loving hands. You see, not only are these the hands that we continually are touched of God, not only are these the hands, I want you to know, that always we are held of God. But here we have a love that was so great that He engraved us upon His hands. Engraven means to cut. It means to inscribe those nails that Jesus took for you and for me. They inscribed our lives in his hands. They weren't just a hole. There was something that filled those hands. That was you. Now, I don't know about you, but this puts a whole new light upon the verse that no man shall ever pluck me out of his hands. You see how impossible this is? Not only are we held in his hands, matter of fact, I'm engraven in his hands. See, we can't be taken out, brother, because you're engraven in his hands. Hallelujah! It puts a whole new light that I'm bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. It puts a whole new light that we are in Christ and he is in us. It really does. It puts a whole new light to me in what us in Christ really means. I'm in him. I'm in him. And it had to be the cross. It had to be the way of the cross. It had to be those beautiful, lovely spikes that were nailed into his hands. That's what they thought. Engrave them in my hands. Now, you ever notice how God made us? The first thing that we see is our hands. It's amazing, really. When we look at ourselves, obviously, I pray it's not in a mirror all the time. But when we look at ourselves, we see these hands. And I thank the Lord that many years ago, as I see these hands, I am thankful to God to be reminded of his hands always. His hands that are all forever upon us. But see, there's no coincidence in seeing hands, the first thing we see. We see the beauty of the plan of God when we see these hands. I think about how he tells about man. He says about Adam, he formed him. God formed him. He formed you. It's how much he cared for you. People speak about the vastness, the intricacy of the universe and all of the things of life that sustain us. And it is, it's amazing. But he spoke that. See, the scientists that don't want to believe in God, they call it a big bang. It was a big bang. The voice of God always is a big bang. It's true. He spoke it, and there it was. And they realized that even studying that the Big Bang did not take eons. It just happened. And it happened so fast that they can't even figure out how it happened so fast. The voice of a trumpet is just that. Don't call it a Big Bang. It's the voice of our Lord. But even though he spoke that, for us, he formed. You, he molds and he makes. Continually, doesn't he? Amen? But here you think about our hands. And everything comes through our hands, really. In many ways. When we grasp something, we take it with our hands. When we take hold of something, we take it with our hands. When we let go, we have to let go of things, in a sense, with our hands. You think about the texture of things. We feel them. I don't have to have my eyes to feel if something's rough or smooth. Temperature. Sometimes you can see with your eyes and they'll deceive you, but my goodness, with the touch of your hand, you know right then, that's hot. Amen? But maybe even the best of all, you really can receive and touch and feel truly. It's amazing. I can feel love through the touch of my hands. Scientifically, it's proven how vital it is to be held, to be touched. There was a very sad revelation of this. They had these orphanages in Romania, and these children were put in there, and they were never touched or held. Thousands of these children. And without fail, they found out that every one of their minds did not fully develop, even physically, because they were never touched or held. Every one of them had some type of a psychological problem of one way, shape, or form. They went on to study these people over the years, and not only did they have mental issues, they had diseases that came upon them and physical needs that were all tied back to that they were not held or touched. And yet here we are, as we know that God assures us that we never leave his hand, that we are continually and constantly touched by the hand that says, I am the Lord thy God that healeth all thy diseases. Think of that. We are continually touched by the hand that says, I have not given you the spirit of fear, but of love and power and a sound mind. That's what holds you every moment. That's what, praise be to God, the hand that you are engraven in. That you are flesh of his flesh that cares for you. I think of Romans 8:32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him freely give us all things? I've recently been encouraged to minister to people that do not know the word of God, that I can even perceive that they don't want to hear the word of God. But yet God divinely brings them into a memorial service, can bring them on a ship. And I appreciate the words of the Lord that he has given me as of late. Like it or not, Jesus died for you. Like it or not. This man claimed, I have died for the sin of all men. All men. That's already been done. You'll never be able to reverse that. A sinner could never take that away because God so loved the world. I love that. I thank God for that. I thank the Lord that that would put a heavy weight upon any life that has never accepted Christ Jesus as Savior. It's already been done for me. All I need to do is to call upon the name. Thank him today. Oh, thank him today. He that spared not his own son. Listen to that for your life. But delivered him up for us all. See how beautiful he is? Sometimes we think we're caught in something that the Lord wouldn't have been delivered up for us. But he was. And not only was he raised, but he ascended. And not only was he raised and was he ascended, he is seated at the right hand of God to forever be your advocate. To make intercession for you always. Always. How the word of God ministers to us. I thank the Lord so richly for his sweet heart. This gives me such flashback. I'm right there with the disciples. As they're milling about, as the Lord in just hours, he's going to hang upon the cross. He's been telling them this time and time again, I'm going to die for you. They're going to tear this down, but in 3 days, it's going to be raised back up. And they didn't get it. And they're fussing amongst themselves and wondering who's more faithful. And here's the only faithful one standing with them. I'm going to die for you. And when our Lord would just seemingly be caught in despair because of these knuckleheads, there he is praising the Father and thanking, Lord, thank you for these ones that you have given me. They didn't believe, they didn't get it, but they were his. You're his. And he delights over you and he loves you. And as the Father has told us here today, I spared him not, but I delivered him up for you. Don't doubt me. How shall he not with him also freely? Freely. You have need today. You need today. It's already been freely given. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? You talk about the rhetorical question of eternity. Here it is. You've got it. You've got him. And he says, you've got me so much, I engraved you in my hand. The first thing he sees, the only thing he sees, don't you see? It wasn't just him, it was you. He doesn't rejoice in a hole in his hand that he did for you. He sees you. It was all because of you. The joy that was set before the cross, you. That's why he endured it. Do you see how he loves you? Do you see how he loves you? He did not do that, but for you. But he also said, but I did it for me. Because of you. Now, here we have it all, amen? Here we know that we've been given it all, amen? But it's where he's placed us. Take it anew. I'm engraved in his hand. Oh my goodness. When he came to those disciples to prove to himself who he was after he was risen, he didn't come to them and say, look at my face. See, this is me. He didn't come to them and say, well, if you don't believe it's me, I'm going to do a miracle. In John 20:20, you know what he said? Look at my hands. You're in something today. You have something today. Look at his hands. You're engraving. You need to see him. You need to believe that it's him. You might be somewhere where, oh my goodness, I don't see you, Lord. Oh yes, you do. You're engraving in my hands. Come on. Come on. He says that because he says, look, this is the love I have for you. You don't need to prove anything. This is finished. I took this for you. Get over it. I love you. I love you with a love that'll never end. I love you with a passion that they would drive those stakes again and again in my hand. And I remember it always because I've engraven you in my hands. It's blessed to me. This is it. This was for the glory of the Father. This was to bring many sons to glory. Oh, yes, Lord, thank you. This is the love I have for you. John heard this. Many years later, it says that he was taken in heaven in spirit. And there he was, shown these marvelous things. You know the first thing he did when he was taken there? He fell over dead. He did. But it said that the right hand of God reached forth and touched him and said, "Fear not."
Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. See, these are the hands that forever love us. Yeah. These are the hands that forever mold us and make us after His will. These are the hands of God that never let us go. These are the hands of God that hold us up and carry us. The hands of God that wipe away every one of my tears. The hands that pick me up. Those hands that'll even shake me up. But the hands, praise the Lord, that I know this morning have been praying for me. And then someday the hands that are going to come and catch me away. But see, you got to know if that's going to be you. If that will be you. You have to know that those are the hands, as it says, His left hand is underneath my head. And His right arm or hand doth embrace me. Now, brothers and sisters, I'll tell you what. I'm so thankful today. I saw something new. I heard Him say to me this week, "Go ahead. Go ahead." As He stretched out those hands and engrave Jesse upon my hands. Do you know it? Do you know it? Do you really know it? You see Him here today for you as He's come forth, just like He did for those disciples. They were fearful at that time. They were wondering, was the word that He spoke, was it true? I know that wouldn't be any of us in something we're caught in today. But let's just suppose. Was the word that He spoke to us, was that true for this fearful, unknown door that I am at today? Well, I've seen Him this morning walk right through that door. Behold my hand. Behold my hand. Let's pray. Oh, Jesus. Oh, yes, God, come in. Oh, Jesus. Come in.
Oh, precious heart.
Oh, God.
Truth is this: He that is made free is free indeed. I have blessed you with the whole spirit of blessing to that glory. The same power that took Christ from the deepest parts of hell and set Him on the right hand of God.
Oh, yes, Jesus. Oh, Father. Father, Father, thank you. In Jesus' name. Thank you for the Lamb of God. Thank you, Lord, that it is such a tender, most tender thing to us, is your precious Son, Lord, and again what you completed and finished. And Lord, as you said, it was the joy of joys for me to do. Lord, in that, let that be every bit of inspiration for us. Let it be the reason that I take breath and live. Because of the great love wherewith we are loved. Lord, it's just been poured forth. It's not to feel guilty about. It's not to feel ashamed about. It's just to be thankful. To be full of praise. To just to lift up our hands. And Lord, just to say, take all of me for who you are and what you've done and how you love me, Lord God, and your faithfulness, Lord, that never wavers. Even in my unbelief, you abide faithful always. Lord, let that put renewed praise in every vessel this morning. And may there be a joy unspeakable and full of glory that builds and overflows and expands. Oh, by the grace of God, till we see Jesus. And it's in his wondrous name we pray. Amen.